My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm Artistic Director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. We specialize in music of the Baroque, but also in other early music eras, such as medieval, Renaissance, and classical eras. Our main specialty is performing on period instruments set up as they would have been during these historical time periods. Just the other day, I met a friend I hadn't seen in a long time, obviously, because we've all been isolating. And she just came up to me and she had tears in her eyes. She said, Fiona, that last concert of yours with Three Notched Road, it just helped me get through all of this pandemic panic. And I was just the most wonderful thing to hear that sort of the memory of our last concert, which was the last concert that all of us musicians did, because it was right before the big shutdown. It was the first week of March, and it was Bach and Novakovsky. So it was called Ever Ancient, Ever New. The new bit was Mark Novakovsky, a good friend of mine, living composer of Polish-American background, who has written some gorgeous music for cantata-like ensembles. So we did a cantata by Bach that we paired with this piece by Mark Novakovsky called Quo Vadis. His piece is in Latin. We had basically a smattering of Latin and German early music on the program. It was just glorious. We performed in Charlottesville area. We were at Grace Episcopal Church in Keswick. They just finished putting in a new pipe organ there, and we were performing there on a beautiful day, and that was it. That was our memory. I know everybody's really concerned about the long-term effect of everything. Who would have thought that something like this would come along? It's probably the most devastating thing that has happened to our field, right? Just what is the one thing that could happen that can make people not want to come to live concerts anymore for a very long time? Potentially, people will just completely change their habits. So I'm a bit of a melancholic over here, like wringing my hands. But there's always recording projects to do, and the internet gives us lots of possibilities for putting performances online. But it's a meaningful little memory there for a lot of people.